People don't believe in that kind of Christ. They believe in the Christ who takes the little, the one who has so little, and he is so kind to him. But you've got to understand the spirit in which this is saying. This is not he that has much in the world who is truly wealthy. These are wealthy in the things of the spirit. The poor in spirit are the inheritors of the kingdom of God. Look at the one who's with five talents as being the poorest of all when it comes to the things of the world. And the one who has one talent, he might be the richest man in town. You know, he's the richest man in town. Let's imagine it like that. And then he comes to the Lord and he says, I believe in you, just like my minister in my rich church told me to. I believed in you. And he says, you should have at least given what I gave you. You had faith? It's like someone listening to my preaching, and they begin to believe it. And they have much money. But they say, well, boy, that sounds hard. I don't know if I want to get involved with that. I don't know if I want to get involved in that Christ, because it's a little harsh. I think I'd rather keep my feet out. Better to be safe than sorry. That's right. Then commit me your money then. Give me your money. Give it to me. I mean it. Because I'll do something with it. You give your money to this ministry and you will see production. But you know what? The ones who have little from God, they don't even have the faith to give money to this ministry. Because there is no faith in them. What they seem to have is a fraud. That which they seem to possess is nothing. It is worthless because they have no faith to actually do anything about what they believe. You believe the Lord is a hard master, he says. You know, well then I'm going to give the money to someone who can produce so that when he shows up, I've got something to show for what he gave me. Well, Lord, I knew you were a hard man, so I gave what you had to the exchangers. Here it is. Oh, he just quickened it in my mind. See, that's the idea. There is his faith laid out for you. Don't think of this in a terms I got to apply this to everyone. They don't think, you know, they say, Lord, I knew you loved everybody. Well, if you knew he loved everybody, why didn't you see to it that the gospel was preached? Why didn't you do according to your faith? I knew that you raised from the dead. I believed it. If you believed he was raised from the dead, if you believed that he was Lord, then why didn't you treat him like a Lord? Why didn't you go forth and obtain the things he said you ought to obtain? Why didn't you listen? If he's your Lord, then why don't you listen to his doctrine? If he's your Lord, then why don't you obey his word? Why don't you seek to obey his word? I don't mean that you have to be able to do it yourself. I mean you have to say, Lord God, please help me to become righteous as you are righteous. Help me to become virtuous as you are virtuous. Teach me the ways of your righteousness. You know, teach me, O Lord, and I shall hear your truth. Teach me and make me to walk in the paths of uprightness, that I may do the judgment of God, and that I may profit in the things of God. You know, to just seek him, to ask for those things. But what are you asking for? Lord, my car is breaking down. I need a new car. Oh, Lord, my mortgage payment is due, and I'm so afraid. And oh, Lord, my sister's got cancer. And, you know, and there's nothing wrong with praying for the things that God knows you have need of. But remember, he already knows you need that stuff. He knows you need that stuff. What he wants to know is, do you need to profit in the things of godliness? Do you need righteousness? Are you hungry? Lord, I need food. No, Lord, I'm not hungry for food. I'm hungry for righteousness. I'm hungry for virtue. I'm hungry for holiness. I'm hungry after the things of the kingdom of God. That's what he wants to hear from you. Are you hungry for that? Are you hungry for eternal life? Because if you need something, he's ready to give it. If you want something, he's ready to provide it. You know, he's ready to provide your need. He is there to heal you if you are sick. He's there to replace missing limbs if you are missing things. But if you think you got it all, if you think, oh, well, I've got enough oil in my lamp. Oh, this talent is enough. I'll just bury it somewhere. So I'll keep it safe. Don't want to lose that. I don't want to lose it. That's my faith. I'm going to just bury this here and then go on with my life. I'm going to bury my talent of faith in the earth. And then I'm going to go live an earthly life. Oh, F this, F that, ha ha ha, we all fall short, ha ha ha, and blah blah blah. Oh, I fail all the time. I'm probably going to fail to the day I die. And then you're going to fail of salvation, that's what's going to happen. You've got to change your attitude. You've got to be more faithful. I don't expect you to be perfect tomorrow, or perfect next week, whatever. But be perfect right now. Seek him with a perfect heart. Seek him with a heart that seeks perfection. That says, Lord, you said be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. I don't know how to do that. So, help me. That's perfect. It's exactly what he wants to hear. I only have one talent, and I don't know what to do with it, so I better hide it. Don't be so foolish. He gave that to you to profit with. But the truth is, this person, look at their faith. They have one thing. They believe something about God. I believe this about God. Blah, 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 blah. Well, if you believe that, then you should have done something. Something you should have done. You should have done something. But not something like, remember, in thy name I've done many wonderful works. The things you need to do with your faith is not, you believe so, you should have fed the poor, and you should visit those in prison. I know he's about to get to that. But I'm saying, that is something that comes out of a heart that is turned towards God. I mean, do that out of a full heart. Not out of a sense, this is what God requires of me. Do it out of a sense of love. But how does one get that love? Seek God, that love would be implanted in our hearts, that we would feel like we want to do good to other people. Like we want to be gracious to others and kind and all those things. Seek that the Spirit fruit would be blooming in you. And you will not fail. Remember the unprofitable servant. Let us rather profit our Lord. Verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then shall the king say to them on the right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me meat. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came to me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison, or came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also to them on his left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they answer unto him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me.